Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Penny, I can't stop long, but I just thought I'd pop in and see if you're okay.
Oh, thanks, Kathy. Yeah, I'm all right. But before you ask, no, I have not heard from Sarah.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I didn't think you would.
No, neither did I. Well, I just hope she's happy now. She's back with Harry.
Do you think she can be?
Well, if he's changed, I suppose she could.
Changed? People like that don't change. You said the same, remember? He'll sweeten her up for a bit and then...
Oh, Kathy, don't even say it. Yes, of course I feel a bit upset. Not only have I lost a good friend, I'm also worried about her. Anyway, I can't really talk about it here. Can I meet you after work for a drink?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll meet you at Adam's Wine Bar, okay? About six?
Yeah, that's fine. And Kathy, thanks for popping in. That was kind of you.
Oh, no problem. Okay, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Penny, are you okay?
Yes, Jim, I'm fine. I just had something in my eye, that's all.
Are you sure?
Yeah. By the way, I haven't seen Mike today. Where is he?
He's not in. He's got 2 weeks off.
Has he? What's he doing?
I don't know, but he's taking 2 weeks off, so I assumed he was going on holiday.
Oh, well, that's good. Do you know where he's gone, or who he's gone with?
I don't know. I suppose it's his wife.
Oh? Are things better between them now?
Penny, to be honest, I don't really know. Mike hasn't said a lot.
No, well, I hope they sort things out. And you? How are you? Are you okay?
Me? Yes, I'm all right, I think. But I'll text Mike later, just to ask if he's okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I'm sure he is all right, but it'd be nice to know.
Okay, right. Well, I must get back to work. If Mike was here, he'd like to see us chatting.
Oh, he's not that bad. Anyway, good to speak to you.
Hang on. Did you see that?
What?
That girl. I'm sure she put something in her bag.
Oh, which one?
Her. The one with the blue top and the grey trousers.
Oh, no, not her. You don't mean the one by the candles?
Yes. I'm sure she's just nicked a candle.
Jim, it can't be her.
Why not? I'm sure her sir put something in her bag.
All right. Well, leave it with me, OK? I'll have a word. Oops, sorry. I wasn't looking where I was going.
Yeah, I noticed.
Oh, it's Sophie. Hello, I'm Penny. You're friends with Jessica, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've got to go.
Oh, hang on, tell me. Is Mike on holiday?
On holiday? I don't know. Anyway, what's it to you?
Well, nothing really. I just wondered, that was all.
Well, don't. I didn't know what they are doing. And I didn't ask.
Well, I hope they've gone somewhere nice.
Look, I don't know and I don't think it's any of your business anyway.
Okay. Well, I'll find out when he comes back. So, did you buy any candles?
What?
Yeah, the candles, over there. Were you going to buy one?
No.
Good. So you're not going to get one, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, that's fine. Because I'd hate there to be a misunderstanding at the door.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing, Sophie. It's just some people put things in their bag and accidentally forget to pay for them.
Oh, well, thank goodness that's not me. I wouldn't do that.
No, of course you wouldn't.
No, really, I wouldn't do that.
Well, that's good. Okay, I'll say goodbye then.
Yeah, bye.
Well, what do you really think?
What, about Sarah?
Yeah.
Well, the truth is I do miss her. I mean, as a friend, not as a lodger. It's funny because it wasn't so long ago that I told her to leave.
Oh, yes, you did, didn't you? Is that when she told you everything?
No, because it was Harry who told me everything. That's what got me so annoyed. She hadn't told me anything. Not a word about the drugs or the rehab. Do you know, she even said she had a different job to the one she was doing.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. Do you know, I almost felt betrayed by her.
Oh, Penny. Well, she's gone now, and I don't think she'll come back.
No, neither do I.
So you've got to look ahead now. You could get another lodger.
Oh, I don't know. The last one didn't work, did it?
No, but I'm sure the next one will.
Well, I love your optimism.
No, really. I'm sure the next person will be more reliable.
Well, I hope so. But I haven't decided yet if I really want another lodger.
Well, didn't you like having the company?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the extra money must have been useful.
Oh, it was.
So there you are. You need a lodger. When you plan to have someone, let me know, as I might just know the perfect person.